We Talk Podcast presents. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. I'm Joel Johnson. We got a special episode. We're talking Royal Rumble, Bullet Club, Finn, Daniel Bryan, Brock Lesnar. We give a rundown of what we thought on Raw. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Stick Boys One Fall Podcast with your host Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot and the one, the only, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
It is going good. It's a little, you know, still a bit, a little more Noah news flow for us this week.
Yeah.
Last week was just like, Sonic Boom! And this week's just a little bit more chilled out.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a normal one fall week for us, which is nice.
But I mean, then again, we're recording this on a Tuesday, so there's lots of stuff that could still come. Who knows?
Don't you jinxed us now. What's gonna happen?
It was funny, I was like going back, listening to the pod, it's like, where was Cena on Monday? We were both speculating, and then we know where Cena was on Monday.
that week just, and there's two injuries this week. Rusev's apparently hurt, and Paige is out with a concussion.
Great.
Bubble wrap.
Good thing is, Rusev was probably going to be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
And I don't see Paige involved in the women's title match at WrestleMania. So both, well, they're big stars. I just don't see them being part of major parts of WrestleMania.
No. And you know what? This injury bug's got to stop. This is so stupid. Brock Lesnar needs to be protected.
And we're gonna talk about WWE and Brock Lesnar, but let's switch the pace here and start with something we normally don't start with, but it was a really big week for the UFC, Joel.
Oh yeah.
So we had speculated for a long time that UFC 200 would have three things on it. We thought it'd have Conor McGregor, Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey, and CM Punk's first fight. Well, we know that none of these things may happen now. In fact, for some reason, the most likely may still be CM Punk's on it. So it's official. At UFC 197, Conor McGregor will face Rafael Dos Anjos for the light heavyweight title. He's going up a division, Joel, but he gets to keep his title. So we'll talk on that. And Holly Holm will be facing Misha Tate at 197. So, thoughts on both of these. Let's start with Conor.
The Conor thing, I'm surprised that they didn't make him drop the belt, but I think Conor is on such a hot streak right now that I'm not surprised that they're going to let him do what he wants.
So, here's my thing. So, if he goes up to lightweight, he wins lightweight. I've heard that he'll go back down for possibly 200 and then have a title match against Frankie Edgar.
See, and that's crazy, because here's the thing that you got to put into perspective of these guys fighting. They have to cut weight. They have to be a certain weight. If he has to drop down weight, it means he's losing weight. Then he's gaining weight. Then he's losing weight. It's a whole back and forth. I don't particularly like it when a fighter bounces back and forth between divisions. I think you should be in a division, stick with it. If you want to move up or down, move up or down. That's it.
Well, and the interesting thing about this is, too, is with what I've heard some people on the Fight Network discuss is the possibility of, so this fight would be, I believe, 197 is in March, I believe.
Yep.
UFC 200 is in July, so March, April, May, June. You got about 4 months to do a turnaround there. It's not a bad time to train for another fight. My fear is, number one, he's moving up to lightweight, he can get his arse kicked, but also, just like you were saying, the dramatic weight losses. If he has his fight here at 187, then he's going to lose the weight and then face Frankie Edgar at 200.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We've seen someone have a quick turnaround, and their name's Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Look at how that played out.
We will get to Ronda in a second here. So the Conor fight, do you think Conor, here comes the basic question, do you think Conor can win? Is this really the true test now? We've always had these questions of, we've seen these top UFC fighters fall from Ronda to Silva to kind of GSP. You can talk about what you think about that Johnny Hendricks thing. I still think Hendricks beat him, but nonetheless, we more or less see these idols fall down, even Brock Lesnar to a degree. Is Conor going up a mistake for Conor?
That's an interesting question. I just don't know. I mean, like, you just see how he won his last fight,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so lightning quick. It was like,
and Aldo was such a good champion.
Yeah. So, like, McGregor wants to do something, I think the biggest mistake that people make is waiting to make big moves. When mm-hmm. their careers kind of hit a bit of a stall, mm-hmm. they need to suddenly jump in and do something, and that's usually when they get knocked out. I think it's probably the best time to take a risk like this. And I mean, why not? What's the worst thing that could happen for him? He gets knocked out, he still has a title, though.
Yeah, he gets knocked out, he said, well, I couldn't fight at that level, but I can still be a welterweight and be a champ.
Yep. Is he welterweight? I don't think he's welterweight.
Double check what he is. I think he's welterweight. I could be wrong. I know he's moving up for the lightweight. That one is what I believe is what he's fighting for in this match of 197.
I got a whole bunch of stuff on...
because he just started... This match all came... We'll insert the audio here. Started from a promo... at a press conference between Jose Aldo, and it was Connor with kind of the Connor is really taking a lot of pages out of the Chael Sonnen playbook as far as talking smack.
If Dana rang you and said you don't have to fight Cerrone, you can fight McGregor, even though Cerrone was still fit, would you take it? You're damn right you take
it. Of course, man. Easy because money. Of course you got easy money, man.
I can make you
don't
rich.
You, man.
I change your bum life. You fight me, it's a celebration.
Of course you can. I would beat you.
When you sign to fight me, it's a celebration. You ring back home. You ring your wife. Baby, we done it. We're rich, baby. Conor McGregor made us rich. Break out the red panties. We're rich, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about make you famous and your wife will love you for the payday that you get from me.
Jesus Christ. I'm looking.
The joys of looking around, but...
Featherweight. He's a featherweight?
Featherweight, okay.
So he'd move up to the lightweight.
Okay, so he's featherweight. But
he's a lot smaller than we originally thought.
Yeah. Connor?
Yeah.
So what is he right now, height and weight?
Height and weight, I have his... he is 5'9", and he's 145 pounds.
He's 5'9"?
Yeah, he's 5'9" and 145 pounds, and he can knock your head off. And his reach
I didn't think he's that small.
Yeah, he's 47 inches, his reach.
Interesting. And how much is this opponent?
Moving up to the lightweight, he'd be facing a man that is 155 pounds and 5'8".
How much is Rafael Dos Anjos?
155.
Okay. How tall is he?
He is 5'8".
Okay, so more or less the same height.
Yeah. So, you know, I could see it.
I would love, like, Joel and I will be the first to admit, you know, we've made a pledge this year to try to get more, make this an overall more combat wrestling podcast to give you more TNA, ROH, everything than just WWE this year. So our UFC knowledge will lack a little bit. I would say that I'm not as familiar with Rafael Dos Anjos. Would you say the same, Joel?
Yeah, I'm a little bit like... I've heard the name before, but it's just...
But if you're the lightweight champion, you're obviously important.
Yeah. This is a big fight. This is a huge test for Connor, and it does pose that question. If he gets knocked out at this, mm-hmm. does it send him in a bit of a tailspin?
And let's tail off to the women. So Holly Holm will defend her title. When we first heard this news... I think this is going to be a big discussion about... This can kind of all come together now, Joel. The discussion what we were going to have is we were shocked that Holly Holm took the match, especially against Misha Tate, because we're like, why would she not wait till 200 to face Ronda Rousey because of the payday? And today, we find out, we'll put all this news in together now, we found out that Ronda Rousey will not be fighting at UFC 200 at all. We don't know when she's going to fight again.
What's the reason given?
Don't know. Just told Dana she's not going to fight.
Do you think, like, this is purely speculation at this point, do you think she's kind of broken a little bit?
I mean, I think there's a lot of speculation about stuff. She shot that Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, but I think that was before.
Yeah.
So I think the first time we're going to see a public image of her really out and about will be SNL. And I think it's weird, but I think that'll be a judge of where she is.
Like, 'cause she's posted some, I guess you'd call it some, like... what would be the word? Like, just some very emotional posts on Instagram, and it just kind of seems like she's fallen, and in a lot of ways, I don't think she's hit rock bottom, but she fell off her high horse.
I think she, I don't want to make this about Ronda, because Holly Holm deserves the proper talk. She's a great champion and a great fighter. But I think she put so much into being a superstar that she forgot how to be a superstar fighter.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. Like, the fact that she's not at 200 is a big deal, but yes. Holly Holm's fighting Misha Tate, it's going to be interesting, because here's the thing. If Holly Holm wins, then she's just got another victory under her belt heading into a fight against Ronda, who probably won't have another fight till Holly Holm.
I think that Holly Holm will have two fights now between Ronda now. Now that Ronda's not doing 200, there's been some rumors that I had heard from Meltzer. There's a chance Ronda doesn't fight this year.
Really?
She has those two movies she's filming. Let the WrestleMania speculation begin now, too. But she's filming the Roadhouse and the 22 Mile based on herself. And I think she's another one as well, but she's filming those two. She's doing SNL. She's doing a whole bunch of public appearances and all that kind of stuff. Ronda is making the transformation from Ronda the Fighter to Ronda the Movie Star. And I have even heard there's a possibility that Ronda will just do the home fight and be done forever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Cyborg thing's now just a distant dream, isn't it?
I wouldn't really count on Cyborg, but could we count on Holly Holm versus Cyborg?
We might, like, you know.
And I don't want to roll Misha Tate, because I think Misha Tate's going to win this fight.
I don't know. I think Holly Holm's proved that she's a very capable fighter. Because a lot of people, when you first hear that Ronda's going to fight someone, you think, oh, they're putting a little garbage can for Ronda to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly Holm was the exact opposite.
Oh, she was the ideal garbage can.
And now she is on top of the world. And I think that she could run with that for quite a while.
But what if Misha Tate wins? Then what happens? Do you think Misha Tate wins, Dana kind of throws his hands up in the air then?
Yeah.
Because he has to be rooting for Holly Holm to win every fight. Because the more fights Holly Holm wins, the more money in that Ronda rematch.
Yep.
Because necessarily this isn't a bad thing, now that we think about it, because you and I are both saying, like, Holm cannot fight till Ronda, Holm cannot fight till Ronda. But now if Holm just sweeps people, she builds herself up.
Yeah.
She's Holly Holm. She doesn't lose. She knocked out Ronda Rousey, and she's kicking everybody else's ass, especially if she beats Cyborg along the way. And then here comes Ronda. I want my rematch. Sympathetic. I was down. I'm up, and I'm ready for a fight. You're just adding money to that rematch now.
No, oh, yeah.
So it should be really exciting, I think. And I mean, Holly Holm's got that boxing. Misha Tate's got the wrestling down. So 197. I mean, it's going to be a big event, and it's just in Vegas too. That's the one thing I think you and I had talked about is, you know, Dana talks about being this big spectacular. I think this should be somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
I don't know where, but I don't know, maybe Calgary, because you always show.
Yeah, no kidding.
And yeah, I think those are the three biggest stories out of the UFC right now. Anything else you've heard from the UFC world, or really just those matches in the Ronda, the two biggest news?
Yeah, I think that's it.
And Anderson Silva has a fight coming up, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So can he redeem himself? And I guess one little tidbit here. One guy we haven't talked about as actual news, CM Punk is in UFC news, Joel.
Yeah, he is. I was going to hit on that.
Because his video game rating is an 85 and fans are not happy.
I don't care. It's a video game. There are more important things in this world than what CM Punk's rating is.
Were you impressed to see? I think the craziest thing to me is, do you think that's CM Punk's tights? The blue? Because I kind of thought of seeing him in red. I think more of red with CM Punk, personally.
Well, it's what corner you're in, blue or red.
Well, but like Ronda has custom tights, and Silva will probably wear green for Brazil. And Connor wears green for Ireland.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe he'd wear red for... I guess the Chicago flag is mainly blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Illinois flag. I just thought maybe red for the Blackhawks, though.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be this whole thing will be interesting to see. I'm interested to see what music he comes out to. That's my big thing.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think Cult of Personality has to be the one.
Yeah, that's what he's kind of built his brand.
Well, he's really good friends with the lead singer from Rancid, so it could possibly be that.
Yeah.
So, we've asked this question a million times, and I'm sure if we got to, you know, the way the news has gone for us, we're going to get a defining date after we record this podcast.
Of course we will.
So, one thing we never touched on is Dana is doing a reality show where the winner is going to be CM Punk's opponent, it sounds like.
That's crazy.
You want to hit on that a little bit more?
Not really. I want to wait for more, like, solid concrete stuff before jumping into it, because that could be the initial idea, then it grows into something more, or it could just not be.
Do you think it's a 200 then?
It's got to be. I'm sick of waiting.
Well, it's funny. Like, I went back and was looking through the archives, and it was December 2014 that he had been signed to the UFC. And remember, we were thinking, oh, it'll be in the summer of 2015. Okay, then it's in the winter. And he never fought at all last year, and maybe for good reason, because he's a rookie.
Yeah.
He has the name, and I think when you know someone has this name, you're like, oh, he has a name. I want to watch him fight. He has these skills and stuff, and he's had an injury, too, that's derailed him. Do you think there's been some rumors also, I think you've heard this, too, that Dana's getting a little frustrated with him?
I think there's a lot of frustration when it comes to CM Punk right now. Mm-hmm. But again, we're not sitting in the room. We don't know what's going on.
No.
And like I think we do see Punk wrestle. Not wrestle. We see Punk fight, and you know, all the best of luck to him. I think we'll both be sitting there, kind of watching, kind of cheering for him a little bit. And
this is the guy that he rerouted his life. He moved to Milwaukee, I think, to be closer to the gym.
Yep.
His wife had to quit her job because of him, more or less.
Well, there are a few other reasons, but
obviously, yeah. But I mean, you know, some people say try to look at CM Punk like the bad guy, and Lord knows I've had my rants to Joel about him about being a kind of a cocky, ignorant asshole. But let's be honest, at the end of the day, we're gonna root for him and hope that he does the best. Whatever he gets in a video game, who cares?
Yep.
Like last time I checked on one of those games, and 2K, by the way, Cena is a 97, but you could probably beat him with an Adam Rose if you're good enough at the game.
Yep.
So I think that's about it for UFC. Normally it won't lead off, but I just think the news this week was so big.
Oh yeah, no, I agree.
Let's go to the crazy world of wrestling, and we're gonna start things off right away with a spoiler. I think, Joel, then we can just get it out of the way.
Yep.
So we're gonna talk spoilers from SmackDown. So if you're listening to this after Thursday, it doesn't matter. If you're listening to this on whenever, if Joel put it up beforehand, then just a heads up. Maybe fast forward. I think we'll talk about it, 4 minutes at the most?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, 3-2-1, you've been warned. So, Alberto Del Rio is the champion again. He beat Kalisto. What the fuck?
I don't know. When you told me that, when you said you had like a big spoiler from SmackDown, I was thinking, What happened? Did Dean drop the title? Did it involve the New Day? What's going on? Alberto Del Rio won his title back. What?
Yeah.
That seemed really dumb.
And I was so excited about coming to you today or whenever we did the pod and being like, oh man, you know, it's I'm glad Kalisto got this. It's the new Rey Mysterio. They botched on Sin Cara. Well, Sin Cara botches everything himself as well, but they got a new Rey Mysterio. Kalisto is so awesome. They're gonna sell a lot of those masks. This is great. And I think we all thought going to SmackDown, oh, it'd be no DQ, and they'll go to the Rumble. Nope, Alberto Del Rio wins by help of Wade Barrett. So League of Nations is still around apparently, but two of the members are injured.
I don't know. It just baffles me why they did it. It makes no sense. Maybe at Rumble it'll make more sense for us. But
does it not remind you of Christian?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, because it was such a good idea to me, because Alberto was falling flat. He had a really good promo last night though, about squatting mosquitoes and stuff. seemed like a little bit of a turn from Alberto. And it seemed like, okay, we know we messed up with Alberto coming in. We had him hot. Let's get the title off of him, and we're going a new direction with Alberto Del Rio. And it's just kind of everything goes back. Like, if you watch Raw, you're going to, because let's be honest, a lot of people don't watch SmackDown. If they watch Raw, they'll be like, oh, I thought Kalisto beat, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you talk about building new guys, and you're like, some of these guys can't reach the brass ring. Well, he had it, and you shot him in the face.
Yep. And here's my thing with the Kalisto thing. It's just poor management. You could have saved it. If you didn't want to put the title on Kalisto, then don't do it. Simple as that. Don't play this hot potato with a title that Cena helped elevate that now is, oh yeah, we have the U.S. title.
Yeah. I can't think of anything more than the reason they did it is they wanted to pop a rating during the national championship game.
Yeah, that's it.
And to be honest, both you and I are fans of Kalisto. Just putting the title on Kalisto is not going to bring people from maybe one of the best college games of all time.
Yeah.
With two power forces of the ACC and Alabama who has a strong following no matter where they are. Rob was going to lose in ratings no matter what they did yesterday. They could have had the entire New Japan roster and Hogan drop N-bombs on air, and it still wouldn't have mattered.
You could have had CM Punk show up, and it wouldn't, yeah, it wouldn't, no, have changed where people were going to be tuning in. Yeah. So it just seemed like a very poor idea.
And like for the most part, most of Raw was boring as all hell anyways.
It's the Roman Empire.
So it's disappointing, and like Joel, like I don't want to see Kalisto just win this at the Rumble now, do you?
Like Kalisto's owed a rematch. He was champion.
But I don't want to see this hot potato, though.
I think we're going to see this hot potato.
Do you think Kalisto's getting the title back?
I do.
Okay.
I think they want to really start running with Kalisto, and I think the Cerro del Sol off the ladder really helped elevate him and grab some attention.
I almost wonder if that title was like, here, thanks for doing that, and no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this will be one of the biggest sticky... Maybe, you know, we haven't seen how it's done, but I can't imagine it's done in any way that doesn't get us pissed that a guy had a title 24 hours ago and lost it.
Yeah. It does put some heat on Del Rio, so... But
yes.
So maybe that's how you start elevating Del Rio again. So maybe, I don't know, we'll wait and see. Because remember the Christian thing, how up in arms everyone was and how
great feud.
Yeah. So maybe we're just getting the beginnings of that. So,
well, and I mean, if you're going to look at it from their side of the company, who's more important to them?
Del Rio. They spent more money on Del Rio.
Who should be more important to them?
Del Rio.
But aside of Kalisto, those masks, if they can get those masks going.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's big merch for them.
And he can go. This is a little nitpicky, and I don't mean to pick on Rey Mysterio, who I believe is wrestling AJ Styles today. Rey's voice was very whiny.
Yeah.
Kalisto has a better voice, for whatever that is. Nitpicky, I know, but would you agree?
Yeah. No, there's definitely something. Like, when Rey didn't talk, he was always better.
I like Kalisto's doing a good job on the promos too, I think.
Yep, he's starting to grow and mature, and I think that's a big thing. And I think that comes from the, you gotta tip your hat to Dusty Rhodes.
Really interesting point on Dusty Rhodes really quick here. I was listening to an interview he did on MLW Radio, and I just lost my train of thought there. Chris Hero was doing promo class at NXT, and Chris Hero came on like, I've been a 10-year vet, and Dusty said, listen here, baby, don't say how long you've been in the business, it dates you. Just say that you're a long-time veteran trying to make your presence in the business. Which makes a lot of sense. You don't want to put a number on it. It makes you stale.
Yeah.
Dusty, so wise.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's about it for the Kalisto thing, unless you got any other points.
No. I think it's a wait and see right now. Is it something that I'm happy about? No, but it is what it is right now.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I mean, the good thing is, Mauro Ranallo is killed it the first week.
Yep.
I'm hoping that maybe his expertise will be able to get it over. He made me want Ambrose and Owens all the time, the way he was calling that fight.
He's something special, that guy. He was a big steal from New Japan.
How long do you think it is until he gets into Raw? Or is that just too much Michael Cole territory?
That's too much Michael Cole territory, but if he, like Macho Man always says, cream rises to the top, it's going to happen.
At one point, Vince will just be like, ah, well, pal, you're out of here.
Yep, and Vince has done it before. Vince will do it again.
He did it to JR.
Yep.
All right, well, SmackDown spoilers done there.
Yeah.
Not too much on SmackDown really talk about. Oh, we have one more thing here. Sorry, folks. We have a Royal Rumble match.
Ooh.
You want to know what it is?
What
I'm
is
actually
it?
Pretty excited for it. We have a Last Man Standing match. Ooh. Ambrose Owens.
Oh, God.
IC title.
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, ooh, this because I didn't know that they had set that match. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they said that on SmackDown. So, you know, SmackDown's starting to get a few major notes on it. This seemed like the most they're trying to do things. If SmackDown continues going this way, I think I'll start avoiding spoilers and wait to do the pod till after Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a hell of a match. These two have really gelled well together. They built up me caring about the Intercontinental title, and I just want to watch them kick each other's ass. So a Last Man Standing match, it's the first time in a while that it's like, this match actually makes sense for this setting.
Oh, yeah, because it's just what they've done to each other over the last little bit. Just the physical. And they're going to physically take each other to... Oh, they're going to beat the crap. I don't think they're going to beat as much of the crap out of each other because they do have a next match, so...
Yeah, they're both in the... Well, we know for sure Owens is in the Royal Rumble. We don't know if Ambrose is.
I think Ambrose will be because it makes sense that he wants it. He wants the world title as much as anyone else, so...
Here's my thing is, if the guy is knocked out... Can they still be in the Rumble match, though?
And see, that's the thing.
And I think I've got to pick Owens to win this no matter what, because you can't have Kevin Owens get knocked out.
No.
You can't have it. He's the prize fighter. And this is, like, an actual fight with a 10 count, like in a boxing match. You have to have Kevin Owens win this.
Yeah, like, you can make the argument that the Lunatic Fringe has gone crazy and has taken bump after bump and just couldn't get up.
Or just throw the table on him or a ladder or a stack of things and that's how he didn't get up. And Owens cheats or something.
Yeah.
But Owens cannot be knocked out. He got a big push from Vince McMahon on Monday, and from everything I'm hearing, they love him. And they don't have that number one heel in place. And obviously, it's Hunter right now, Joel.
Yeah.
But after Hunter comes back and he has a feud with Roman, you need something in place for afterwards. Who's going to face Roman Reigns after WrestleMania?
Yeah.
We have it. It's Kevin Owens.
Yep.
He's the number one heel, unless Finn Balor, AJ are the number one heel. But I think it's Kevin Owens.
Yep.
And I think as far as SmackDown goes, nothing much. I think it does look like Becky Lynch and Charlotte for the Divas title, and I've heard possible submission match.
Ooh, that could be fun.
So I think, you know, the card is shaping up really nicely for some nice matches on there. The Last Man Standing match will be really fun. I think Becky and Charlotte will be really fun. I would assume that we're going to get Del Rio and Kalisto again.
Yep.
And I would just guess the New Day against the Usos, the tag titles. And can you think of anything else that we get on there? Maybe something with Titus and Stardust.
Yeah.
And maybe something with the Dudleys and the Wyatts, because the Dudleys and the Wyatts had some stuff continue to go on again on SmackDown.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But, you know, I think the big thing for the Royal Rumble was what's going to be on the card, and the card is shaping up nicely.
Yeah, not a bad card. I'm excited to see all these matches. The main event's probably the big thing. Every year, the main event of the Royal Rumble is obviously the big deal. This could be a lot of fun. That Last Man Standing match definitely has my attention and interest.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the biggest match of the show.
I do want to get to a few things before, you know, there's a few little nippets out there that I want to knock off.
Sure.
There's some rumors with the Bullet Club name that Finn Balor has been actually trying to copyright it because he came up with it.
Copyright and WWE together.
Yeah. him and WWE are working together. WWE is paying for his legal fees as they go to battle with New Japan over the copyright in the U.S.
And also, the copyright is up in June.
I think you know
they want it beforehand. Obviously, it makes it better.
I think they'll get New Japan. Well, because they're moving to calling themselves the Elite in
Japan.
Yeah. So I think they do kind of just wave their flag and let the Bullet Club go to WWE, that name. And I think if Balor came up with it, then...
Well, Balor has legal... So here's the thing. Here's something that's going to shock you. Maybe you've heard this. So guess who gets the money for the Bullet Club shirts?
New Japan.
Every single penny. Finn got none.
Really?
No.
So, you remember when all this talk about, oh god, look at WWE, how they're not giving any money to, how they don't get, the merch isn't fair. Same thing in New Japan.
Well, no, because Meltzer made a point about this, is that, you know, well, maybe the merch pair isn't exactly fair to some. They're still getting paid for their merch.
Yeah.
If Cena, not even Cena, if Kalisto sells one of those masks... Kalisto's getting money for his masks. If there's a little armband or a Roman Empire shirt or whatever, Roman's getting money for that. Same with Kevin Owens and all his stuff. He's getting money for his shirt. And that's one of the reasons I've heard, too, that some of those guys were like, well, if we get there, we can get our merch money. AJ gets money from shirts that he sells in the back of his truck. AJ, in England today, sold his own merch. And I guess on some interview, he had some comment about, oh, at least I get money for this. So when they sell their own shirts at those indie shows, they get money. But Bullet Club, Japan gets everything.
And Bullet Club is such a hot item.
Yeah. Now, and here's my question, too, about the Bullet Club. You watch it, and it's a mix of DX and NWO. There's Suckett. There's the Wolfpack sign. Do they kind of have to cut that out on the main roster and kind of have their own identity? No. I think they got to make their own identity out of it.
I think they're going to do whatever. I really feel like this is the second coming of the Click.
I just don't want to see any. I don't want to see any chops.
I think we're going to see.
I think that's going to blow it up. You can do the Wolfpack for life.
Yeah,
but you can't do the Suckett. Everyone's going to think you're copying DX in North America.
It's going to be interesting to see. I think Finn, and as of right now, no one else has signed. But I think having Finn, AJ, Anderson, Gallows, they're smart enough that if they have to come up with something else, they totally can.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's my point too. And I guess another thing on the New Japan stuff is that Nakamura was stripped.
Yep.
Which I find a little disrespectful.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the honor and everything, and them coming to them and giving New Japan their notice. I'm pretty sure Nakamura is not going to take his title to WWE.
I don't think WWE wants it.
No, WWE is like, oh, we don't want that thing.
It's the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Not even the world title. I think it kind of screws Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
He's going to get the title, I think. But here was an opportunity to beat one of the biggest stars in Japan for himself. And just to have Kenny Omega versus Nakamura, it's probably, you're depriving your fans of a great match.
Yeah. It just really feels like... like when you take a toy from a child, or you know that toy is going to be taken from that child, and the child is just like, oh, screw it. I don't want it anyways.
It's like Thanos at the end of Age of Ultron. Screw it, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Kind of like Japan says, like, nope, you're not going to do it. We're going to do it ourselves.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, from everything I've heard, I'm sure Nakamura would have done the job no problem. He's going to be losing a lot of matches suddenly.
Yeah, one thing we didn't really talk about those Japan guys are you worried about how they're going to be booked? Because I look at a guy like Del Rio, who was on fire in the Indies, and look where Del Rio is right now. How long is it until Nakamura is dressed like a dragon celebrating Chinese New Year's and has streamers in his hand? Or AJ Styles is just Evan Bourne remixed? Or Nakamura is teaming with The Miz because The Miz... needs to learn an Asian accent for a movie.
It scares me, but I'm trying to stay as positive as possible that everything that I've seen on like WWE.com, everything, they know what these guys mean.
See, they know, but does Vince, and not even Vince as much, does Kevin Dunn.
That scares me because, you know, I think they all have it in spades, and I think that it would be a shame to squander them because, God, they could make you money for the next couple of years, no problem.
I think you got to pass this kind of BS test with them.
Yeah.
And I think last night it finally showed that Kevin Owens has passed it.
Yeah.
But look at a guy that's on the main roster, Joel. It was so heartbreaking watching Breaking Ground because Tyler Breeze goes on there and he has this big thing of Tyler Breeze is going to the main roster. And what did Tyler Breeze do on Monday Night, right? He was just a geek getting speared by Roman.
Yep.
Like, that's it. And it didn't matter. As soon as you saw Tyler Breeze out there, it's like, wow, that didn't take long. And someone already broke up with him, so he doesn't have that anymore. Like, is it time to send Tyler Breeze back to NXT? I almost wonder. Not to derail from the Japan conversation, but it's very depressing.
Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking. But I think, like we've said with Kevin Owens, there's been mismanagement of booking with him, but he's always still relevant. He always still matters night in and night out.
And Tyler Breeze does not.
Yeah. And that makes you kind of sit there and think, Tyler Breeze is a good mid-card guy.
Yeah, but I don't even think he's mid-card. I think he's lower card.
I think he's mid-card. I think
Adam Rose is probably more important right now than Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, and that's scary.
By the way, too, the rest of the Social Outcasts will wrestle on SmackDown as well. You'll get to see Sandow, Sidon, and Fandango. They'll be on SmackDown.
And I think that's probably the best spot to have them. It protects them a little bit. Put them on SmackDown. Keep them there. Let them grow this Social Outcast.
What did you think about week two of Social Outcasts?
You know what? I'm fully behind it. It's a good opportunity for these guys. Just let it go, and let's see where it ends up.
I need to go back to Japan really quick. Is there anything else in Japan that we haven't talked about?
No, Japan is one and done. Shinsuke Nakamura stripped of the title, Bullet Club issues with copyright, and just fear of booking.
And AJ wrestling in England in the next 3 days.
Yeah. The next thing I wanted to hit on was Evolve.
Okay.
Who would have imagined we would have Jordan and Gable and William Regal over at an Evolve event?
No way. But are they... See, because Sami Zayn didn't wrestle. He just signed autographs. Is that all they're doing?
I think that they're just signing autographs, but I think they might be appearing. Like, I'm trying to kind of pin down exactly what's going on with Gable. I think this is big. It shows... I'm sure it shows the value it has.
You know what's crazy about Evolve is they've had Chris Hero there quite a bit. I wonder if that's just weird for him to be around that. It's really the ball. I don't know who drops the ball more there. Was it WWE that dropped the ball more, or did he drop the ball more?
I think it was a mix of both. I think we can really, really put the blame on both. They will be signing tickets.
Okay, so they're not wrestling for them, though.
Yeah, they will be signing free tickets. Like, it'll be free autographs and free one free picture.
But they are not wrestling.
No. I think that's a good thing to...
It's a good story. It's a good thing to know if you're going to an Evolve show. You're going to get two guys that could be big parts of the tag team division in this year.
Yeah. And I think it's just good exposure, and it just shows that this whole partnership with Evolve is starting to grow. And New Japan really screwed up. They could be having something similar, but they couldn't keep their lips there. Loose lips sink starships.
What's next on the docket?
The next thing before we get to who I feel should be considered MVP is the WWE Hall of Fame, Sting.
Sting is going in. Nice deal there. He has spinal stenosis, the same thing that Edge had.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's done.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much, they kind of hinted at it, that he is retired, and this is kind of the official, what am I saying here? The official, like, retirement situation for him.
Yeah. And you know what? We can talk about his run in WWE. He had a run in WWE. Who would have ever thought this would happen?
Mm-hmm.
He had a great
and a hell of a match to go out on.
Yep. Yeah, I think he got to wrestle the future, and I to me, it's not quite there, but it was kind of like that little bit of a passing of the torch moment.
Yeah.
Because I think Seth Rollins is going to be a very bright spot down the line.
Who else do you think is in this class this year? So obviously, if Sting's going in, there's no Undertaker.
No.
You heard Freebirds for sure.
That's the name that I'm hearing a lot of.
Now what do they do with the Confederate flag, though?
I don't know. I think they just kind of suck it up and just kind of go with it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the biggest concern, is the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Michael Hayes and them boys should be in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just editing packages without the Confederate flag in it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tricky, but I think WWE will be able to do it with having the Freebirds in. And you know what? They deserve their spot.
Who do you think the woman will be this year? The Intuit.
I don't know, because they usually have a woman a year.
Sable hasn't gone in. They normally like to have a female, and they like to have one African American. And I don't know who that would be this year for either or.
You'd probably do it with Mark Henry.
I think he's still got 2 years on his deal. But, I mean, Mark in Texas, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Butch Reed's in. Ron yeah. Simmons is in. Coco's in. Would they put Viscera in, but his wife is suing the company, so no. I don't even think he's a Hall of Famer, though, either. I liked his stuff, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no.
I thought maybe, you know, the Rock announcement was that the Rock was going to the Hall of Fame, but I don't think they're going to put Rock and Sting in the same year.
No. Rock and will get it.
Yeah, that's why I don't think Taker's going to be in either.
No. I think Taker's next year.
Yeah.
Do we...
I think... Go ahead.
Do we get a Taker speech? Like a Mark Calaway speech?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he will be able to do that there.
That's must-see TV. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Say what you will about the WWE Hall of Fame, but it's always nice to see these guys at least get recognized.
Oh yeah,
good telly stories.
Not even a question. And I think, you know, Sting is a good first inductee. He'll have a hell of a speech. He'll generate people. I mean, even LeBron was tweeting out that he was excited to see Sting. He called him his favorite wrestler.
So I think that just proves the value of the Stinger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does.
All right, we put it on long enough. Let's talk about that main event, One versus All.
Which was terrible. One versus Kevin Owens.
And Kevin Owens got basically jobbed out to Roman.
Did he, though? I think Kevin Owens had a good majority of offense. He never really got attacked by Roman at the end there, either. They just kind of put him on the setup, and then he took care of him afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I would give him that.
I think that I was actually very impressed how much they gave to KO. They made him look the strongest. They made two people look really strong in that segment. They made KO look the strongest, and they made Sheamus look like really good. Yeah. Against Brock too. Like Sheamus was giving him shots to a point. Was like, how is Sheamus getting away with this? Like at one point, Brock's just gonna probably pull a shoot on you.
Yeah, like you don't want to piss him off.
No, you do not.
But let's talk about like the one versus all. It's there. We are in full swing of the Roman Empire. Not big fans of it, but it is what it is at the end of the day.
It is what it is.
We'll let it go. We know Hunter's going to win the title. Mm-hmm. Yay. But here's the thing that sticks out to me. We got an Austin moment.
From Brock? Yeah. It was kind of reminiscent of the invasion when Stone Cold came in and stunned everybody.
And the crowd popped for Brock, and Brock came out. Clotheslines, suplexes, and then that one big fateful F5 that just kind of told us who the main event of WrestleMania is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is Brock and Roman 2, and God is Brock over.
Yeah. I didn't like how he got there. I thought that was kind of weird. Because you have this big badass in Brock that is scared of job security. Like, that it's like, oh. Because they had this weird segment with Heyman and the McMahons and kind of being like, well, if you don't wrestle, you're done, you're fired. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to wrestle, and I'm going to beat up, and I'm going to beat up the guy you want me to do, just so I don't get fired. And they've never, like, if they set Roman up for some kind of, like, Kevin Nash type of thing,
yeah,
where Kevin Nash was in TNA, and he was like, I'll do anything you want, but I got to get paid. They've never set Brock in this idea of being this greedy mercenary for money.
Yeah, I think Heyman will take care of it, because Brock is, from what I understand, Brock will be at next week.
Taping. Yes. No, he's not.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
He's not on. He's not there for the go. Is next week the go home? No, he's there next week, because he's not there for the go home, but he's there next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, next week's the go home. Shit.
Okay, so he.
I've heard he's not going to be there for the go home. I could be wrong.
Okay, well, he may be there, but I think we get a little bit more of a clear cut explanation, and maybe he's not in the main event. Maybe he's feuding with something else. But my point that I wanted to make was, man, is he valuable? He comes in and he will bump your ratings. He will pop the crowd.
I was wrong. He is in next week, and they have new dates for Brock as well. Continue.
They know they need him. All those injuries have left it kind of like, okay, Brock, we'll pay you. Just show up, please. You and Heyman.
So Canada gets a double dose of Brock.
Ooh.
He'll also be at the Montreal House Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Brock is also at a lot of WrestleMania tapings prior as well.
Makes sense.
Including a SmackDown taping.
Wow, he hasn't been on SmackDown in a while.
No. So, yeah, so Brock will be back next week. I don't think he'll cut a promo, but Heyman will probably just run down something about him doing whatever. I wouldn't mind maybe Roman giving him a Superman punch. Just like put Roman to another level and be like, I'm not sitting down or whatever. I would strong book Roman that way, to be honest. Would you not?
No, you need to make Roman. You can't have Roman be scared of Brock Lesnar. He almost beat him at WrestleMania last year, for Jiminy sakes.
And I think I don't think we're going to get it this year, but I think maybe next year's WrestleMania or down the road, we're going to get Roman and Brock again.
Yeah.
So you want to continue to tease between those two.
And this will eventually tie into that Rock and Brock match we keep talking about.
Yeah, so Dave Meltzer, I want to get back to the Royal Rumble and stuff, but so Dave Meltzer was very stern when he said The Rock is not planned to wrestle. And it's simple and plain, Joel. What is the one thing we said why he can't wrestle?
Insurance.
And they said it's very messy. I don't know the full details of it. I don't know if it's a studio that has it, his agent. What it is insurance. If they can clear the insurance, it's good to go, but it doesn't seem like they're going to be able to. So in that case, Meltzer's like, I don't know what he can do that's a big deal. Can he cut a promo? Like, he can't be the host, because no one will care about that.
No.
He can maybe be a manager for Roman, I guess? But do you really care about that? Because it didn't work at the Royal Rumble.
No.
Any suggestions you got what he can do that makes a big deal?
There's only one thing that The Rock can do, and that's wrestle.
Yeah. He can cut out and cut promos and do all that kind of stuff, but unless he's fighting, it doesn't matter for a damn.
Yeah. I think they're going to figure out something with insurance.
You would have to. It's Baywatch.
Yeah.
It's Baywatch. If Baywatch is taking me away from a Brock vs. Rock match, then that's just... I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I can do without the Brock, the Baywatch movie.
Yeah, I can do without a Baywatch movie. I'd like to see Brock vs. The Rock.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
We'll see. I mean, at this point, with everything that's gone down, Vince just needs to be like, I'll pay whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not... Meltzer even kind of hinted it's not just about the payment of the insurance.
It's the legality and everything, I would guess.
Yeah, and the fact that he's done two matches since he's became Dwayne Johnson, and he's been injured both times, and they've had to delay filming schedules. And, I mean, that may not mean a lot to some wrestling fans, but the more you delay days, it's taking away from other actors' schedule, it's taking away from the production. It's taken away from that set. It's taken a lot off of other people's jobs as well. Like, it's not just reliant on just the Rock gets hurt or not. If he is to heal up to do a movie, that's a huge part of it. But it's also other people's livelihood that's at stake with the thing. You know, that's the crazy thing. If he gets hurt in that match, then it slows down what everyone else has to do for that job.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And that's the thing, that now we can sit here and we can be like, well, we want this, we want this, we want this. It's not that simple anymore.
No. I hope it happens. Another thing with the Wrestling Observer, Randy Orton lashed out at Dave Meltzer.
Yep.
Meltzer had reported back in November that Randy had a neck injury similar to Edge Benoit, Kurt Austin, that he needed surgery on it. And Randy pretty much went to Tyra and said his neck is fine. It was just his shoulder. And that his shoulder is getting better. So who do you want to believe in this one, Joel? Is it Dave Meltzer or is it Randy Orton?
Oh, it's probably somewhere in the middle of both. There's probably there's probably something that Meltzer's heard, but there's also probably something that has also been within Orton. Like, Orton knows his body, so...
Mm-hmm. Do you think we see Randy at WrestleMania?
I would not be surprised.
Who does Randy face?
I don't know.
See, The Rock's another kind of nice opponent there, but it's... If the thing that I come back to with this Rock announcement is The Rock said, what, this is going to be the most electrifying WrestleMania? I have a big... Like, I want to go to his Instagram and see how he worded it.
Yeah.
Because he worded it in some way to say, like, my impact is going to be the biggest in WrestleMania ever. And I just... If he's not wrestling, I don't know what he can do that's a big impact on it.
I don't know. That's the big thing now is what can The Rock bring to WrestleMania? But I kind of want to get back to the Royal Rumble a bit.
I will. 1 second. So what he said is it's official. People Champ is coming home to do three things. It's an alternative time record. WrestleMania. Okay, that's four things where you know. The hell. So more or less he's just saying like it's going to be a big deal. Like he's going to set things on fire. Is it just him performing then?
I don't know. You got to think that when he says that, you think he's wrestling a match.
Yeah, I'm dying on that hill, and I think, are you going to die on that hill?
Yep, I'm staying there.
I think maybe it's just a red herring to Meltzer. Sometimes those get passed on.
Oh yeah, and it's not Meltzer's fault. It's just kind of how they.
No, I mean, I think you know, not to hit a Meltzer from maybe two false stories. I think he's redeemed himself pretty good over the past year. That CM Punk story really took a lot of credibility away from him. Remember that?
Yeah.
When he said, guaranteed Punk will be in Chicago?
Yeah.
And that really hurt him for a little bit. And sometimes, you know, you and I both know as being in broadcasting and being in news that sometimes your sources just give you bad information.
Yep.
It happens. I think you more than likely get good information, but sometimes you just get bad information, and unfortunately it happened to Meltzer.
Yeah, it happens. It's the way of the beast sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest fear with the New Japan rumor, was it was just bad information.
But I think the thing with that, though, is we have so many multiple reports on it.
Yeah.
That it should be okay. Anyways, you were going back to something.
The Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Like, we're close to it. We're going to do our full preview show beforehand.
Yeah, it's like the 12 days of Christmas. We're like almost 12, we're less than 12 days away now from the Royal Rumble, which it's going to be a fun spot going against the NFC Championship game, especially if it's Cardinals and Seahawks, which it looks like.
Here's my biggest question for you is, right now, who is your favorite winner? Who's the head runner for you?
Hunter?
Yep, yeah. Me too. We'll do a full preview that you will be able to listen to before the Royal Rumble, but...
And listen, I wouldn't be shocked if a Sheamus or a Brock throws out... Sheamus or an Owens throws out Brock.
No, I wouldn't be either.
And that's how it goes. Or is there a scenario... Like, some people are like, oh, well, Roman wins. I just don't... But then Hunter beats him at Fastlane. And I don't see how that works. I think Hunter needs the work here. It just makes sense. Like, and I don't think... I think Hunter, people are prepared for Hunter to win it. I don't think there'll be as much moaning for him to become a four-time champion because the storyline has dictated it. And it works too perfectly with the way the storyline has gone.
Yeah. It makes the most sense. It's how it's going to go. And some of us will have to grin and bear it.
I mean, you get Hunter to win the title... I don't know what you do at Fastlane. You do some whatever at Fastlane, and then you get this build-up, and then Roman gets his final redemption. He's finally won the title, and he's beat everybody, and then we move forward, and maybe then he starts feuding with the Bullet Club, maybe then he's feuding with Kevin Owens, but then you kind of can start seeing where things are going up to SummerSlam, And then at SummerSlam, he has the title. But guess who's back?
Seth
Rollins. Two people can feud with.
Seth
Rollins. Cena or Seth are two new fresh opponents at that point.
Yeah.
But Seth is the obvious answer, yes.
What was I going to say? You know, the one thing I will say is it's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of buzz. I think, you know, once you get the Bullet Belor Club kind of in place, because I think it will happen, that's going to be another big key piece that, you know, we may be looking at the end of the year going, holy crap, that changed the whole landscape.
By the way, another thing, too, is Jericho slowly turning heel?
I don't know. There was a lot of heat on Jericho. Like, I was reading Twitter.
Yeah, some people are pissed.
He's what I would call go-away heat.
People were really mad about the Rudy Tootie Booty thing.
Yeah.
And he went in his podcast and said, like, oh, I thought it was funny. I thought it was great. And it's funny. I think he was just trolling people because he picked out that tweet individually.
Yeah.
On the show. I thought his stuff on this week's Raw was a lot better.
Yeah.
I thought he's like, he's great. He knows what he's doing. Jericho's great. But, people are not been exactly happy. And I think Jericho has set such a high ceiling, Joel. He constantly recreated himself. And he's really kind of doing a remix of the 99 character, and it's not going over so well.
No, it's not. And there was apparently a ton of heat on him for talking about back of the bus boys and front of the bus boys.
Yeah.
And a bunch of wrestlers like Mark Henry and a few other guys tweet out going, no, that were for the front of the bus guys are the wrestlers that fall asleep right away. Mm. Back of the bus guys are the ones that are up all night.
What is this?
Basically, people thought Jericho had slipped a racist comment on Monday Night Raw and thought, no. But in reality, it was just simply that there was two sections of the bus. Like, you remember in, like, high school or mm-hmm. junior high.
Yeah.
Where, or elementary, where the cool kids would sit in the back and the less, not as cool kids would sit in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with that, where Jericho is basically referring to there are certain guys that sit in the back and party and have fun and have a good time, and then there are the guys that fall asleep at the front of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it just kind of seems a little crazy.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I like Jericho. I'm always happy to see him in one way or another. Because here's the thing, you'll complain, and then one day he won't be back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking everything in. I thought that he was in full douchebag heel mode with that scarf.
Yeah.
And and now that the rumors are kind of bubbling that him and AJ is being highly considered, that's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. So I've heard 3 points for Jericho WrestleMania, and every single one of them, I'm like, yep. I've heard Finn, I've heard AJ, and I've heard Dean. And all three of them, I'm like, sign me up.
Yep.
As long as he doesn't get effed over and Vince is like, come here, pal. Yeah, yep, yep. We're going to have you face CJ Parker. Because that's what happened in the last WrestleMania that he had. He was supposed to have a match with Ryback. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting Fandango.
He got Fandangoed.
And then Ryback had that match with Mark Henry. Well, Mark Henry surprisingly beat him.
Jeez. Yeah,
So we will see, but an interesting 2 weeks so far for Chris Jericho returning. I'm just happy to have him, and I think he's a nice shot to the arm that they need. And I think I had my problems with the New Day. I thought they were getting a little stale. I think he's kind of shot some life back into the New Day.
He killed the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
He's killed the trombone, Josh.
I know. It's not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. Nope. I think we've hit on everything we need to.
Yeah, I think. Is there anyone else you can think can win the Royal Rumble? I mean, I guess we have to put some love to Roman.
Yep.
And then Brock. And then I think the wild card is Kevin Owens.
Yep.
And I think a super wild card is Finn.
Yep.
And even super wild card after that is maybe they just say screw it and give it to Taker.
Yeah, that's another thing that I've heard that's a possibility. Maybe they put it on AJ.
Maybe they give it to Dolph because he's been reaching for that brass ring. Like Vince McMahon said. I'm like, oh, God.
That was, you know, he did point out a few different people. I'm surprised that there were people making jokes online that I bet you Vince can't name everyone on there.
It was funny. You see Dolph on Twitter. People were going at Dolph about the brass ring, and he just kept on saying, just texting, blocked, 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 blocked. I don't think Dolph Ziggler's in a very happy place right now.
No.
So, again, just to recap the Royal Rumble, after week two of this, Hunter won. And is Brock 2 or Brock 3?
Brock 2.
Brock 2, Roman 3. And then it's just a house of cards from there.
Yeah.
But I think the only ones that are considerable options of what they can do are Kevin Owens, Finn, AJ, Taker. Yeah. Not AJ.
No, not AJ.
Finn, Taker, Owens. And I think Finn's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there to really put the staple in the Bullet Club. Is there anyone else you can think? Maybe Sheamus?
Maybe he is, but that'd be dumb.
But other than that, like, I can't think. When we do our draw, we do a draw, we all pick random numbers, and then we watch and see who gets it. If Kevin Owens comes out, not only because I like Kevin Owens, but I feel like I have a chance for a guy to get this still. Like, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like, guys, when they come out during the run, we're like, yep, he has a chance. And yeah. Maybe the surprise is to give it to Jericho. Who knows?
This is one of the biggest things about this time is there's so many injuries. There's no guarantees. Everything's up in the air.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We don't have a clue what's going to happen.
I think the smartest booking is just to give it to Hunter and build that feud up. It's basic booking 101. And they messed the Royal Rumble up so much. Who would have thought that in 2 years ago, you'd be like, just give the belt to Hunter and win the Royal Rumble. That's the smart thing to do.
There is one thing I actually wanted to hit on that reminds me. You mentioned screwing up the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a rumor going around, but Meltzer shot it down, saying that WWE was going to release Daniel Bryan next week.
Really?
Yeah, but Meltzer shot it all down. So my question to you is, has Bryan make enough noise to get himself fired?
Yeah, the W was pissed about that tweet. He linked the Bullet Club to it.
That makes sense.
He's been very frustrated.
No, and I don't blame him for being very frustrated, especially when, to you, you feel like you're good to go.
Here's the thing. I don't know how much this would matter, Joel. Stupid theory here. So Total Divas has really good ratings for them.
Yep.
If Brian is released, does Brie threaten to say, I will leave too? Because if she leaves, can they still do Total Divas with one half of the Bellas?
They probably could. But here's the thing that I've heard that has shot everything down, is they don't want to let Brian walk. They know the value of Daniel Bryan.
He's going to Japan.
Yep.
And Brie goes too.
Yep.
And I think it's stupid, and, you know, I know you don't want to talk about this part with Daniel Bryan, but are they ready to really separate the Bellas? Can Nikki stand on her own? Absolutely. But would Nikki want to be there without her sister?
Yeah.
Especially when Nikki has a real estate agent license. She can model, and she's dating John Cena. So it's really a house of cards. I don't think Cena would get in the way of things, but it's a house of cards do you really want to mess with, especially with the Laurinaitis stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real house of cards and can get very messy very fast.
Yeah. That if Brian leaves, Brie leaves, then if Brie leaves, then Nikki leaves, then John Cena's not happy.
And John Laurinaitis isn't happy because he's married to their mom.
Yeah. And suddenly you've got two very unhappy people within that locker room, one of which has the biggest political stroke you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what kind of helps Brian. Like I said, it's this Jenga. And you pull out the Brian team, it's like, oh, okay. But then the tumbles because, like I said, you get Brian mad, that means Brie gets mad, so they leave. Nikki's mad that her sister's not there, so Nikki's going to be a bitch backstage. Nikki's going to get all angry. That's going to get Cena angry. And you don't want to have Cena angry.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
I think he's more professional than that. But yeah. if your girl is going to start acting stuff, and I've heard Cena's open to marrying Nikki now.
Hmm.
If you want to believe the Total Diva trailers and some rumors going around, do you really want your girl to be upset all the time? Probably not.
No. And here's the other thing. Do you really want to upset John Cena with movie offers coming in and the chance for another life?
Like, he was in two of the bigger comedies this year. He did great better in Trainwreck, but he got to a level of Trainwreck where he was one of the standouts. Some people say was better than LeBron in that.
Yeah.
He was in Sisters and did a good job in Sisters. Apparently he's in that new Will Ferrell movie as well.
Yep, he is. He's apparently at the end as well.
So he's getting a good set of roles in these big comedy movies with big stars like Will Ferrell and Tina Fey and Amy Schumer. You don't want to get him to start doing the reality show that he did. It could be a big hit.
Yeah.
So I just don't think you really want to test it out. And with Brian, what's the reason to let him go? Because he's pissing them off?
Yeah.
Like, he's been cleared by his Arizona doctors. I don't understand why you would not clear him. This is what I would do simply, Joel. WWE may know more stuff than we do.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen. If he gets cut, he's going to do a CM Punk-like shoot interview with Colt Cabana or somebody. And all this stuff is going to come out. And Brie might do ones too. And Brie probably knows where more skeletons are than Brian even.
Yeah.
So I just don't think you want those two talking about your company.
No. And here's the other thing. And here's the, I think, the most grounded thing for it is you bring in Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Brian and you go, okay, we're looking out for your health. What if we give you your match with him at WrestleMania? You have your match. We're bringing Kurt Angle eventually. You two can have a match. And then you can ride off into the sunset. We're going to give you a chance to finish things off, finish everything off, and then go home. Be with Brie. Start a family. We're just trying to look out for your best interests. That's it.
And the Brian stuff was brought up on SportsCenter tonight.
Ooh, he's starting to make it. I do wonder how much of this is.
Here's the thing too, Joel. If I'm WWE and I want to shock people, I'm using bunny ear quotations. Do I cut Daniel Bryan and then have him at the Royal Rumble?
You could.
When you doing stuff like that is a slippery road, though. Because remember when they did that with Kevin Nash?
Yeah.
It's a dicey road because how many other ones are you going to believe in the future?
Yeah.
I can't believe it as a rumor because why would they cut him a week before the Rumble?
It just seems like you're setting yourself up for some serious heat.
Yeah, and that's a rumor that's just got kind of heat in the last few hours.
Yeah. And, you know, Meltzer shot it down, but if it suddenly starts gaining any traction, a lot of people get worried and nervous and anxious about this. That's not exactly stuff you want people talking about.
Brian had a few tweets, too. One that says, will I return to the ring? No matter what anyone says, I keep training, like the answer will be yes.
Yes. Yes.
So if he's training, is it a concussion that they're worried about then?
Yep, it is a concussion.
It's so funny. You watch something like the movie Concussion with Will Smith, and one of the doctors in there is one of the WWE doctors at a time during the Attitude Era that turned away on concussions. It's just funny. If this was 5 years ago and Brian had this, he would still be wrestling.
Yeah.
And I know it's for his safety and everything. It's just funny how much the idea of concussions have came along.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just don't want a Benoit situation, right? That's the fear, right?
Yep.
I just think if he's been cleared by Arizona Cardinals doctors, I think they're better than the WWE's. I'm sorry.
I don't know. NFL kind of makes me a little nervous.
I think I trust him because of everything that Carson Palmer went through last year. He's had a lot of similar injuries, Palmer to Daniel Bryan had. And the Phoenix doctors, if you know anything about the Phoenix Suns doctors, Joel,
yeah,
they're the best doctors in the NBA. They've rehabbed and revitalized people. And he's gone to his own personal doctor, I believe, in the Washington area as well. So he's gone through the gauntlet. Just let him perform. Like, all this guy wants to do is wrestle.
Yeah.
And I guess in WWE's mind, it's like, well, if it's not going to be on our watch, it can be in somebody else's. But you know, the same matter that is, he can make some money on somebody else's thing. And if you let him go, he's going to Japan, he's going to Ring of Honor, and he's doing all those.
Yeah.
He could go to TNA. And not that I think they give a shit about TNA, I think they need to worry about Japan.
Yeah.
Like, if you take AJ Styles, that's great, but AJ Styles may shit the bed, and AJ Styles could be back in Japan in a year wrestling Daniel Bryan. Same with Nakamura.
Yep.
I just think it's a guy they you want to keep in your system.
Yep.
You know, like you said, give him the Nakamura match and say after that, you're done.
Yep.
That's your retirement match.
I think that's a good match.
Mm-hmm. It's a dream match.
Now my question for you is, because this is kind of evolved, do you have him look at Brock's schedule?
If he's okay after that, yeah. I think the problem was when he came back, he was working a full time schedule.
Yeah,
they didn't put kids gloves on him. They needed to put the kids gloves on him.
Yeah, and he needs to go back to more of a very very solid striking and just submission grappling wrestling style. He doesn't need the suicide dives anymore.
No, I think even he would admit that now. Like, he cut the headbutts out and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe use the headbutt on very special occasions.
Yeah, that's what the that'd be a move I would just ban.
I think, like, Brian, I think, do you blame him for training, though? Like, putting all this stuff in?
A little bit. It's kind of like a little bit. I think it's, again, it's that both parties at fault. There's in that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one person that's at fault as opposed to another person. I think it
kind of just think, listen, Brian has never been this aggressive and on Twitter about it before, or in any media stuff. He's been very low key about it. He said, like, oh, we're going through the progressions and this and that. I wonder if it's a shoot, Joel.
I do too.
Because he's a very calculated and he's a very low-key and he doesn't very, from what we've seen from Daniel Bryan, he doesn't look for things.
No.
Although it does remind me a lot of what happened to CM Punk and Jeff Hardy before they left.
Yeah.
Just the random kind of cryptic stuff on Twitter. But I guess the difference between what Jeff Hardy did and Punk did is they were cryptic and Bryan is not cryptic at all.
He's very blunt.
It's very blunt and I just don't see the person. I'm just kind of gauging what I've seen from Daniel Bryan off of Total Divas and on Raw, is he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would do this.
No.
That would blatantly shout out his company.
Yeah.
And maybe he's frustrated enough to the point that he is, but when you're linking WWE articles and all that kind of stuff, if they were to release him, quote unquote, I think it would be to have him go into the Royal Rumble and shock people.
Yeah.
To get the pop.
You hear that music and he walks out, that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to wrap things up in this discussion, I think next week we could be talking and it'll be a whole podcast about the lost opportunity.
Yep.
And starting to speculate to where he goes. I don't see TNA as an option.
No.
I barely see ROH as an option. I think it's Japan.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And you'd be shocked how many fans would follow him to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like $7.99 for their version of the WWE Network, New mm-hmm. Japan World.
Yeah.
Suddenly you get Daniel Bryan and his millions of followers. You suddenly tweet out that's where you can see him wrestle.
I mean, maybe do the Bellas have a contract together? Or are they separate?
I don't know. I don't know what the contract situation for the Bellas are.
Because I believe from Total Divas, it's together. So I wonder if Brian does leave, that the Bellas leave together.
Oh, you want to see an angry John Cena.
Yeah.
This is a slippery slope.
And I think the Bellas is a team that I think Nikki has greatly improved. I just don't think the Bellas are a team at this point you really want to let slip out of your company.
Nope, not at all, especially with everything. Like, she was on E! Online.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss out on that buzz.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I think this is a shoot.
Yeah, I do agree with you.
I just, again, I think it's a slippery slope. If you say Daniel Bryan's released and then he's at the Rumble, it's the theme, like, how much can I rely on these themes in the future?
Yeah.
Especially if you're a stockholder. If you're a stockholder and you see Daniel Bryan has been cut, why I'm going to want to cut some of my ties, because they just lost one of their biggest stars, the guy that headlined at WrestleMania 2 years ago.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, like, why would I want to? You're investing stock. You just gave away a major asset, right?
Yep.
That's the thing that sucks about them for being a public traded company, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that we never talk about, but it's, if I'm a stockholder and I see Daniel Bryan and getting cut and Seth Rollins hurt and John Cena hurt, it's like you have no star power and you just gave up on star power.
Yep.
So it'd be very frustrating if I'm a stockholder and I see such a move.
It's a scary world. But here's the thing: if you have Daniel Bryan return at the Rumble, then everyone's gonna want one thing.
That's the problem. It's the same shit. It's 3 years in a row.
I really think maybe you have him return after. You have him return, and you have it be kind of like Triple H and Hunter, Triple H and Taker, where one comes out point and the other one comes out, one points at the WrestleMania logo, and that's it. You have the same thing happen with Bryan and Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have it set that there's this, and I'd have that match go 30 minutes.
What about this rumor? What about this idea, rather? Hunter doesn't get the job done. Bryan turns heel. Joins the authority, says, I don't care what I had to do. I needed to get cleared, and I needed that belt.
That would be really interesting. I don't know if it would work, because you mentioned the name Daniel Bryan, the crowd's going, yes, yes.
But how much would they hate him?
Oh,
he's shaking hands with Hunter, shaves the beard?
Oh, that could be a lot of fun.
Like, these are ideas, I think, and I think he doesn't care at this point, right?
No.
He'll shave the beard, he'll shave the hair, just to wrestle. But just think about that. And you know, and this is fantasy booking to the point, I think there's a better chance that Tyrion Lannister would fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. but just think about it. You'd have to get people to hate Daniel Bryan and go for Roman Reigns. So you'd have to get him, Hunter to come out, Bryan comes out, he starts helping Hunter. Hunter helps him, comes out the next day, beard shaved, talking about that this is what best for business, and that he was a B player, but now with the authority, he is the A player.
Oh,
and
God.
Just think if people would hate him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he turned his back and he's like, I don't care. None of you support me wrestling, me being the champion. None of you could help me do that, but being with Triple H and the authority has helped me get back in the ring.
That's not a bad idea. I think that's the perfect bookmark for that.
And then you have this build up to Roman and him, and Roman beats him, but still you have this great heel in Bryan that did that, or maybe he is kind of like what Seth was. He gets some swarmy wins and knocks off Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know where the end game is on it, because the only end game, I guess, no matter what, is Roman standing tall at WrestleMania 32.
Yeah.
But I think that would be more successful than Hunter getting another title ring. And you really can create a heel. And I think it'd be something for Bryan to sink his teeth into.
Oh, God. It would be quite a crazy time. I still think Bryan gets a face pop at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman gets booed. But you still have that for everything else, you still have Bryan as a heel. Wow. It's not a bad idea at all.
Mm-hmm. So, just an idea.
It's a possibility.
It's funny, I'm looking at this picture. I think it was retweeted by Punk. And it was that time where everybody in the company was young and had titles.
Yeah.
And you have Cody Rhodes, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Zack Ryder, Kofi and Evan Bourne, and Beth Phoenix.
Wow.
And if that rumor happens, who's left in this photo? Kingston and Zach.
Wow.
Because Cody Rhodes doesn't exist anymore. There's some, right? There's no Cody Rhodes to be anymore.
No,
he's gone.
Not at all.
No, Cody Rhodes is gone. But you just have Kofi Kingston and Zach Ryder. And really, do you have Zach Ryder?
Yeah, not really.
So you really just have Kofi Kingston.
Wow.
And if you, we're going to be serious, then you have Cody as well.
Yeah.
But not Cody Rhodes. He's Stardust.
Holy crap. How time flies and how things change.
That was a great time, though. Intercontinental Champion, Cody Rhodes. Daniel Bryan, World Heavyweight Champion. CM Punk, WWE Champion. Zack Ryder, U.S. Champion. And then Kofi and Evan Bourne as tag champs. And I like them as tag champs. Yeah. And Beth as the women's champ.
No, I totally agree with you. They were all, you know, you kind of felt like something different was coming. And then we go back to the status quo.
I think it is fair to say that I mainly see the rumor about Brian is being spread around by the Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Which is a kayfabe site.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put too much stock into that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Because you know, they put a lot of fake stories out, so maybe they got them. I would like to see what they said on ESPN about it.
Yeah.
Because WWE even tweeted that they talked about Daniel Bryan on it and made it a main point on it. In fact, I have the video right here. I can give you a play-by-play if you want to wait, and then we can head out.
Yeah.
As we let it load. But I think, I mean, it's 6 minutes. Maybe I'll listen to it after and tell you. And yeah. Maybe we'll come back on the air afterwards. So I think anything else to hit on?
No, that's it. I completely forgot about the Bryan stuff until you mentioned the two failed Rumbles, and now here we are.
Yeah, you just want to see him, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next time. Cheers.
Rudy tootie booty.
Enjoy the day, people.
Well, that will do it for the Stick Boy podcast. One Fall will be back again next week. We will be previewing the Royal Rumble. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always exciting time when it's Royal Rumble time, so make sure you stay tuned and check it out.